Wisconsin's Good Samaritan law says people who render emergency care at the scene of an emergency or accident in good faith are immune from civil lawsuits based on what they did or did not do. But a case stemming from an accident 3 years ago in Marathon County has the state Supreme Court trying to clarify that law. Two teenagers hit their heads and began bleeding when their ATV went under a branch. The passenger, Lena Mueller, sued the parents of the driver, Apollo Switlick, claiming the Switlicks failed to provide her with emergency care. The Switlicks' attorney, Paul David, told the court his clients qualify for Good Samaritan immunity because they did act in good faith by assessing the injuries.
Unfortunately, as a result of that assessment, the severity of the injuries were not determined, but that assessment was done in good faith. And as a result, what they did was they provided the care that they felt that that initial assessment indicated that they should provide.
After Mueller vomited, the Switlicks had her lie down and checked on her for about 6 hours. After Mueller mistook Mrs. Switlick for her own mother, an ambulance was called, and the local hospital later found Mueller had serious head injuries. Mueller's attorney, Russell Gola, says the Switlicks are liable because they did not immediately treat Mueller's injuries as an emergency.
You check for victims. You call 911 if you have that capability, and then you care while the competent medical professionals are coming to the scene to take over the care.
The state justices appeared to struggle with the case as they devised scenarios on what parents do when a child is hurt or if one of them came across an accident victim. A court decision is expected by June. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Elkhorn.